Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show. Hi everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoi hoi everybody.
About 4 weeks left?
Three weeks.
Damn.
Well, yeah, three and a half, something like that.
Totally. Yeah. It's not enough.
The end is nigh.
Damn.
Oh well. It's hot though.
Yeah, it is.
It hasn't stopped being hot.
No, it has not. I'm wondering if my room is still going to be ice cold.
I can only hope.
I prefer that than this.
It's the opposite is not
desirable at all. And I can always put on a sweater, but I can't take anything off.
Exactly. So, nope.
Yeah. So, if I'm lucky, my room will be an ice box still.
Yes. With frost.
Yes. El Rey can attest to that. All right, that's enough nonsense for today. We are here to discuss the next episode of The Simpsons Saga, titled The Summer of 4 Foot Two. I guess it'll be a little summer thing going here.
Yeah.
To keep up with our theme.
Yes, exactly.
This is the last, the 25th episode of the 7th season, and it also aired, just like our last episode, on May 19th of 1996. And
season finale.
Season finale, yep. And again, there is no
chocolate yet.
Only 7 out of the 27 episodes in the season had one.
So yeah, sans 20 chocolate gags.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully next season is a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't remember how many exactly in the next season, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So yes, again, of course, no chocolate gag as we're used to by this point, but. We do have a couch gag, a recycled couch gag, a very dated recycled couch gag now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm sure we said this the first time we saw it. We hear a ringing sound, which is not a phone ringing, not a computer, but a fax machine ringing, which was very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the picture coming out of the fax machine, the couch, right, is the fax machine. And then it twirls around in the air and goes under it, right, and disappears under the couch.
And of course, the Simpsons family was on
the
fax paper.
All in their position, but so again, we've seen that one before.
Fax. Does anybody still use faxes?
I can't remember the last time.
I know they have apps that you can send faxes from your phone. So there must still be fax machines out there.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. But the thing is, you have to keep at some place or point. You have to keep the old tech around. When the new tech fails.
Yeah, you do. Has anybody ever, imagine nothing happens for 10 years. All of a sudden, a system goes down, all you can do is fax. You gonna remember my fax number?
No. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I see it all the time on businesses and stuff like that. People still have fax numbers. They still have fax numbers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I guess it's one of those just technologies that just stays alive with a niche or something like that.
Yeah, maybe because we're teachers, we don't actually see them out there in the real world, you know?
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We're going to start at school this time. Right?
Yes. Okay. And it's the last day of school. Mm-hmm. And Milhouse asks Bart, which is his favorite kind of sprinkler?
Bart's just kind of like, what is that? Like, it's the last day of school, man. Have some dignity.
What happens next?
Well, Milhouse, right? Just looking at the clock, waiting for the minute hand to stop, right?
Uh-huh.
And as he's doing that, we look outside and this this whole convoy of ice cream trucks pulls up next to the school.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys gets out there and tells them all to start their bells, right? You see them all ringing the ice cream bells. Mm-hmm. So they know the kids are going to get out of school today. And, of course, they're going to want ice cream.
And then the bell rings.
The bell rings, yes. After all that anticipation, we see Milhouse just, he's like grabbing onto the desk. Right, the bell rings and he says, "School's out! Up yours, Krabobble!" And he runs out of the room, right?
And everybody else is still sitting down.
Yep.
And Miss Krabobble goes, "Well, I'm glad the rest of you remembered that summer vacation starts at the end of the day, not at the beginning."
Yes, because we look up at the clock and it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Not 3 or 4 in the afternoon. No, no.
And so we quickly cut... See the scene back in the classroom, and Lou is bringing in Milhouse, right? He escorts him back. He's like, "Here you go, ma'am."
And the squirrel goes, "Quick word. How do you know he was going to run?"
Right? And Lou says, "Oh, we got someone on the inside." And everyone just looks at Martin, right? And Martin just kind of has this sheepish laugh. Everybody knows who the narc is, right?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. And you can, like, even especially Nelson has a very menacing look.
Yeah.
Like, in his eyes.
He's waiting to get his hands on
him. Oh, man. And rightfully so.
Yep. So then we pan over to the yearbook office, and there's a little phrase at the door. It says, "Yearbook office, immortalizing your awkward phase."
And
that's what they do.
That's clever.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
And we see Lisa, who is the yearbook editor, opening the first box of yearbooks, but she accidentally cuts one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this other girl tells Lisa that she should be the most popular girl in school because she is the yearbook editor, which leads you to believe these kids are really, really sheltered. Mm-hmm.
And so we cut back to Miss Hoover's classroom now, right? And Miss Hoover is telling the story of Abraham Lincoln, right? And so she goes on, "As Abraham Lincoln sat in Ford's Theater that night, John Wilkes Booth entered, drew his gun, and ding, the bell rings, right? He says, 'Well, that's it. Have a nice summer, everyone.' And everyone leaves except for, this kid named Chuck, right? And Ralph.
Of course, Ralph.
Yes.
So Chuck goes, "But what happened in Ford's Theater?"
And Ralph was like, "Was President Lincoln okay?"
And Miss Hoover goes, "He was fine." Chuck leaves.
And she says, "Go home, Ralph."
Yep. Because Ralph still had not gotten up.
No. He was fine.
He was
That's so bad.
Yeah, I guess she's not a history teacher now.
She's not a history teacher. And so now we cut to Lisa handing out yearbooks, right? She's the editor. Right? She's trying to hand out yearbooks. And she has this table set up. And she says, "In the beginning of the school year, each of you received a colored ticket. I hope everyone still has theirs."
And then from the crowd we hear, "Not me. Uh-huh. I don't have it."
So Nelson says, "Who died and made you boss?"
And Lisa says, "Mr. Estes, the publications advisor. I edited the whole thing."
And so Nelson says, "If you hadn't done it, some other loser would have. So quit milking it."
Oh my God.
Nelson just goes up there and starts passing out yearbooks to everybody, right? And we see Lisa walking around as all the kids are signing yearbooks, trying to get signatures. And nobody wants to sign her book.
Nobody. And she's really, really upset, and she sees her brother
with his own table set up.
Yes. And just people walking up to him for him to sign their yearbooks. So nobody wants to sign hers, and everybody's dying to get Bart's autograph.
Yes. And so Milhouse is there as his, his manager, basically. He's so he brings the next girl up, like, "This is Becky. She's in the second grade."
And Bart's like, "Hi, Becky. Thanks for coming out." And she signs her yearbook.
And then Becky walks off and she reads. She's like, "See ya. He writes the way people talk." And then we see Bart asking a question, says, "Your daughter is named Seymour?"
And then we see Principal Skinner goes, "Well, I lied. It's for me."
So even Seymour wants this yearbook signed by Bart.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Lisa, she's like, "I don't get it. Straight A's, perfect attendance, bathroom timer. Is that a thing?
I guess so.
I should be the most popular girl in school."
Sorry. Nope, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You'll be the most popular girl in a certain crowd, but not the most popular girl in school.
Yeah.
And so we cut back to the Simpsons, right? The Casa de Simpson. And we see Ned kind of calling Homer over, right? And he needs to ask him for something. And Ned tells Homer that he was going to go on a vacation, but he got called in to jury duty, right? And he starts thinking about the case and everything. And Homer's very annoyed. He's even like doing the circular motion with his hands.
Hurry it up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, get to the point. And so he can't use his beach house. And so he asks Homer, "Will you go and stay at the beach house for me? You know, free of charge."
And Homer doesn't want to go. He says no at first.
The way he describes it is hilarious. Like, "I only get 2 weeks of paid vacation a year, and you want me to spend it at your beach house for you?" Like,
yeah. It's like he was going to do him a favor.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be a free vacation somewhere. Homer didn't think that through, I think.
No, I think he knew exactly what he was doing, though.
Mm.
Because then Homer says no, right? But Ned says, "Well, to seal the deal, I'll take a look at your septic tank."
Oh, yes. And Homer says, he's got a deal.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell him, give a little, you get a little, Ned. Yeah.
So Ned gave up his vacation home for free.
Yeah.
And he's going to fix Homer's septic tank.
And we actually see him walking to the job. We see Homer get in his hammock.
Mm-hmm.
And Ned walking on this ground. You can hear the squish.
Yep.
And he rolls up his sleeve and just says, "Hey there, Mr. Brown Ground. What have we got going on?" Oh, God.
So is Homer a master manipulator, or is just Ned just that?
It's both. Man. Well, no. Homer's a manipulator, mm-hmm. not a master manipulator. Ned is just overtly nice, whatever he is.
Too much of a nice guy?
Yeah.
Later at dinner, we see Marge, and she's like, "And you're sure the Flanderses won't be there? Well, it sounds great."
It's not just Homer.
Yeah.
Marge just doesn't say it often.
Yep.
And so,
I'm sure she has a bigger problem with the kids, though.
Yeah. Mm. And so she tells Bart that he can invite Milhouse. And then Lisa can bring a friend, too.
And Lisa just kind of laughs nervously. He's like, "Hey, great. Friend or companion or, I don't know, stuffed animal?"
Right. And so we cut to Lisa in her room, packing for her trip. Marge pokes her head in, right? And she's like, "So did you call any friends?"
And Lisa's like, "Friend? These are my only friends," and she holds up some books. "Grown-up nerds like Gore Vidal, and even he's kissed more boys than I ever will."
That's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
And so Marge says, "Girls, Lisa. Boys kiss girls." Oh, Marge.
She doesn't know Gore Vidal.
She doesn't know Gore Vidal.
So Lisa is really sad that she can't make any friends. So Marge tries telling her that she's dreamed of her little daughter would always be her best friend.
Yes.
But...
And Lisa does tell her, like, "You are my best friend, Mom, but I need friends my own age." Right?
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
That's what she tells her. So. And so Marge tells her that, you know, "You'll make plenty of friends. You just need to be yourself." She takes off.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa's like, "Be myself? I've been myself for 8 years and it hasn't worked."
So next thing you know, she dumps her suitcase out on her bed, right? And she's looking through it also, and she's like, what she's taking, there's even a microscope. Like,
yeah.
A microscope to the beach? What am I thinking? Like, yeah, she's very upset with herself.
And she just leaves everything behind, right? Mm-hmm. And she hands Homer her empty suitcase, mm-hmm. And Homer says, somebody's traveling light because it feels extremely light.
Yes. And Lisa's like, maybe you're just getting stronger.
To which Homer says, a brilliant reply here, well, I have been eating more.
Oh, God. It doesn't make you stronger necessarily. And so we see the Simpsons take off, plus Milhouse.
Yep.
Right? And they hit the road. And I'm sure some a little bit of time passes, and then we cut to Bart asking questions. Where in the hell are we getting to? Where the hell are we going?
And Marge's like, it's called Little... Now, bear with me, guys. Yep. This is not going to be easy. This is... It's called Little... Pois, mats, square, me, quagmata, square, me, set, port. Yes. Me, set, port. Yeah.
Quagmata, squares, me, set, port. Yeah, there you go. And she says that it's known for, it's known as America's Scrod Basket.
Do I even want to know what a scrod is?
I don't know. And Bart says, he thought the Springfield was America's Scrod Basket.
And Marge says, no, Springfield is America's crud bucket. At least according to Newsweek.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And so they get to the Flanders house, right? And at the door, there's a note, right? A letter, basically. It says, read me. Right? And so Homer reads it and says, well, diddly Yelcom Simpson. He's like, oh, geez, he actually wrote diddly. I have left a few helpful notes around the house. Right? So Homer opens the door, and there's just Post-its everywhere.
And Marge walks into the kitchen and she reads the note on the freezer. And it says, put food in me.
Homer takes that and says, I'll take that. And he puts it on his belly. Right? And so then Marge opens the freezer. She sees an ice cube tray with little notes that say, fill me. And she's like, well, duh.
But that's not it.
And then she says, with what, Ned? Right? Like, real sarcastic. Uh-huh. And then she moves the note and underneath the note that says, with what?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you noticed, but when she pulls out the thing, there are like little notes in every single... ice cube thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Tray, that's crazy. I think Ned has OCD.
I think so. So Bart goes into his room and he sees a piggy bank. And there's a note on the piggy bank that says, please don't steal from me. And of course, Bart steals the money.
He kind of says, nice try, right?
Uh-huh.
There you go. And so Bart is making the beds, Lisa's watching. Like, isn't this fun, honey?
And Lisa says, it must be exciting to make a different set of beds.
Marge says, I know you're joking, but it is. Square.
Very square.
She's like, so then she says, why don't you put on your swimsuit and go to the beach?
Lisa says, you know, it's kind of funny. With all the craziness and confusion and mishaps. Of packing, I forgot to pack.
And Marge is like, that's not like you, right? Like, at all. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Lisa's like, exactly.
So Marge knows something else is up, right? Because he gives her
Yep. So Homer comes out, and he's wearing the welcome mat across his groin. He's like, I forgot my swimsuit too, but I improvised. And
he goes outside, right? Yeah.
He says, hello.
Hear police sirens just whoop. Yeah, no, Homer, you can't go out like that.
Not at all. Yep. So Marge and Lisa both go shopping for new clothes, and Lisa turns away from all of Marge's choices.
Which are all these cutesy little things, right?
Yeah, like, they got the little buttons on the bottom. Yeah, the little
ruffles and stuff like that. Yeah. Baby stuff.
Baby stuff, you know, for a toddler. And Lisa says, no. And she picks kind of like this hippie looking outfit.
Very beach ball.
Uh-huh. And they get her clothes. She leaves. But
they forgot something.
Yeah. There's no Maggie.
There's no Maggie. I forgot the baby. Yeah.
There's no Maggie.
Marge.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Marge either.
No.
So. All right. Then we cut to Bart and Milhouse. Right? And they are getting ready to take a dive. Right? And then they jump in, and we find out that it is low tide.
That hurts. Yeah. Well, lucky they didn't break their neck there.
Yeah. Very easy to do that. It's amazing how often that happens.
Yeah. It happened not too long ago.
It happens all the time. It's crazy. People just dive in and stuff, and then there you go.
There goes your neck.
Yep. Great.
Okay, so Lisa is walking around looking for new friends, but she runs across an old one.
Yes, the library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She goes, a library? No, I can't. That's the old nerdy Lisa.
And she starts hallucinating.
Yep, we see who?
Pippi Longstocking. For those of you that don't know, the redhead, right?
With the pigtails that stuck out.
From the books.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think there was they even made little shows about that.
Yeah.
And so Pippi Longstocking comes on and she says, Lisa, read about my adventures in the South Seas and make me live again.
And then we see from the New Yorker, Eustace B. Tilly. Mm-hmm. He goes, we've got periodicals on microfiche.
And then we see Alice and the Mad Hatter pop up, right? And mm-hmm. Alice is like, won't you join our team? Ever so. And before she can finish, the Mad Hatter pulls a gun and grabs Alice and says, do it, Lisa. It's a trap. Don't do it. Run, run.
And of course, Lisa takes off running.
Yes, right.
So she can't find any kids. And next thing you know, she's hears noises from under the boardwalk.
Yes. And it's real lame. It's like the dude, like, she's like, he's all like,
and then we hear the girl go, pfft. I can totally hear him going that.
God. Mm. And so Lisa hears it and she's like, only kids are that incoherent. And so she goes into the boardwalk. She sees the girl and three boys talking, right? And she tries to talk to them, but it's blocked by the sound of loud, annoying seagulls.
Yep.
Which they are.
Yes, and it scares her off. Then she gathers her courage again. She's like, it's not your fault. You don't control the birds. Someday you will, but not now.
Someday you will. Uh-huh. That's weird.
Yes.
And so Lisa goes by saying hi, and one boy says, what's up?
And the girl says, hey, I like your hat.
Yeah. And so Lisa stops. She's like, a compliment. She's like scanning for sarcasm. It's clean. Go. Right? She's thinking about it. And so she goes and says, thanks.
So after a awkward pause, she asks them, you guys skate? Because one of the kids has a skateboard.
Yes. Right. But they can't keep skating because the cops keep confiscating the boards.
Because they can't find any place to use it.
Exactly.
So Lisa says she knows a place where nobody goes and they can skateboard.
Yes, and that, of course, is the library.
Mm-hmm, that empty parking lot.
Yep. And so they're there. Lisa's trying to act cool. Remember, she's dressed different. Right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I usually hang out in.
And the little girl, Erin, goes, you like to hang out too?
Well, it beats doing stuff.
Yeah, stuff sucks.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
And so this other kid, his name's Dean, he offers Lisa his skateboard, right? And Lisa tries horribly to skateboard.
Yeah. But of course, she is saved from humiliation because Bart shows up from out of nowhere.
Yes, squealed that, hey, Lisa's hanging out with some other kids.
Right? Yeah.
And Bart doesn't like this. So Bart shows up, does a bunch of skateboard tricks, right? Yeah, he tries to steal their attention, their friendship, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And one of the boys called, named Ben, goes, the whole thing smacks of effort, man.
And Bart walks off, very upset. Right? Mm-hmm. In a huff.
Yep. And I guess, you know, when you're a teenager, you're trying too hard. Yeah.
It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. These, of course, aren't teenagers, but they're kind of behaving like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lisa stays with her friends. Bart and Milhouse are at the back at the Flanders house with Marge and Homer, and they are playing Mystery Date. Right? Old game, guys.
Yes. Why are they playing this? Because this is the only game that they had at the Flanders.
Yeah.
So Marge goes, come on, Homer. Open the door for your mystery date.
And Homer, okay, so he opens the door and he goes, ooh, the captain of the football team. He's a dreamboat. Don't wait up, Marge. And Marge starts laughing too. Right?
Yeah.
Now, does that count as a Homer sus moment?
Yeah, they're playing a
He's
game.
He's joking around,
yeah, they're right? playing a game. So Bart gets the dud.
Yes.
Who looks a lot like Milhouse.
Yeah.
And of course, Homer has to point that out.
He's like, hey, he looks just like you, Poindexter. You call him Poindexter. And then he even tells him, hey, Poindexter, stand up for yourself.
Oh my God, Homer's so bad.
Yep.
In the meantime.
Your friend's the dud. So bad.
In the meantime, Lisa is teaching her friends about the hermit crab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she tells them about, they're watching one, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, look, did you put the shells? Like, when she's ready to get out of this shell, she'll want a bigger one. And then, so they see the crab move to the shell. And she picks up the old one. She goes, ah, a gift for my favorite crustacean.
And Rick's like, hey, did you learn that word from a teacher for something?
And he goes, no, I heard it on Baywatch.
Like, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
They're good with that, but not from a teacher, though.
No, sir.
It's always good to learn from TV, but not from a teacher. So next thing we know, we see Homer, and he's going to look for some illegal fireworks at the Little Value Mart.
Yes.
And the clerk looks suspiciously like a poop.
Only he has a beard
mm-hmm.
and a turban.
Yes.
Right. And so he's like, hi, let me have some of those porno magazines, large box of condoms, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those dispensable animals. And make it two.
And the clerk kind of looks at him and says, my apologies, sir, but the sale of fireworks is prohibited in this state and is punishable by a... And as the last customer leaves the door, he goes, follow me.
Yep. And so he leads Homer to a back room,
mm-hmm.
and there is a stockpile of fireworks. It's an armory in there.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, any red-blooded, flag-fearing American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
That's one way to put it, right?
Yes.
That's a good way to put it. That's the best description of 4th of July fireworks I've ever seen. I've never heard
that. Hey, if it's accurate, it's accurate. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, that's an M320.
Yeah. Yes.
I've blown up M80s before.
Yeah, those are...
That'll blow your little hand off. Kid.
Now, multiply that by 3. Mm-hmm.
So, Homer buys a huge M320, right? And we cut to Lisa and her friends are out on the beach, at the beach house, right? And Lisa suggests that they have a 4th of July party on the beach because nobody can figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now.
But before this, though, they're talking about, you know, hanging out there
yeah.
at the house. And that girl, Erin, she's like, yeah. My mom would already be sticking her nose in our business and showing up with, was it Tang?
And the Rice Krispie Squares.
Treats, yeah. Uh-huh. And as she says that, Marge is walking in with the tray of both those things and she just turns around and walks back into the kitchen.
Kind of like when Abe walked into the bordello.
Oh, yeah.
And just walked back around. Yep, just like that.
Great. So, even Marge knows that she's lame.
Yes. She found out the hard way. So next thing we know, we see Homer putting down the groceries and Marge goes through the purchases. Now, guys, this is like my whole favorite sequence in the whole damn episode.
Yeah.
But when I saw this the first time, the joke just went over my head.
Yeah.
Right. One of the times that I watched it, I finally heard the joke.
You're like, whoa.
And I was cracking my ass off for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's like, how did I miss that? Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so here we go. Marge starts taking the stuff out of the bag, right? Condoms, porno mags, 2 enemas, some panty shields, and a bottle of Old Harper. So then she turns to Homer and says, I don't know what you have planned for tonight, Homer, but count me out. Oh, my God.
Because in that context, yeah, Homer's looking like he's going to have a wild night. And Marge
wants no part of it.
Wants no part of it whatsoever.
I'm like, what is Marge going to let him go carry out whatever he's
doing?
Oh, my God.
She just asked him, like, didn't you buy any meat?
Homer's like, kind of like stroking the firecracker. this baby's sure to kill something.
Oh man. So, but you know what? Here's the thing about that is, what makes that funnier is that you would think that that would go over Marge's head. Yeah. But she actually put that together, that whole scenario in her head. Excused herself from it.
Maybe they just saw Porky's recently or
something. Maybe, right? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
So funny.
So next thing you know, Homer asks Bart for a lighter. But he doesn't have one. No matches either, which is strange for Bart.
Yeah. And so Homer, in his infinite wisdom, decides that he's going to go inside, turn on the stove, and light the fuse there, right? However, he doesn't light the fuse at the tip. He like puts it like right in the middle. And so it burns off.
Really, really quickly.
Really, really short.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so Homer is now tossing it around in his hands, trying to figure out what to do with the firecracker. And I love this scene. Because he's looking around. He opens the fridge. He puts the firecracker in. And he braces himself against the door, right? And he just says, the beer! Opens the door, pulls the firecracker out, throws it into the dishwasher, right? And boom, it blows up.
And we see the dishwasher get all deformed. And then this black sludge starts coming up out of the kitchen drain.
That's disgusting. Or just kind of walks away whistling. Like nothing happened.
Yep.
Oh, man. But I love it. The beer! Panic.
He was going to risk life and limb to protect his beer. So next thing we know, it's later that night, and Bart is extremely jealous of Lisa and her new friends. He wants to go down to the beach and just show them what a fraud Lisa is. But Marge won't let him.
Yes, she tells him, let her be alone with her new friends. Right?
And Bart's like, they're my friends, rightfully. She only got them by copying me.
And Lisa just calls out, don't have a cow, man.
And Bart's like, see, that's my expression.
And Marge is like, oh, you haven't said that in 4 years. At least I haven't.
And that is true. He hasn't said it in four seasons.
But of course, Bart's upset. It's the principal. She's got to learn.
So Marge goes, no. Now park your keister, meester.
Bart's upset. And in the distance, you hear Lisa again. Lisa again. Ay, caramba. Just to piss him off more.
Uh-huh. So next thing we know, we see Aaron giving Lisa a friendship bracelet. And she kind of returns the favor by giving Aaron a necklace that she made from the hermit crab shell and cinnamon dental floss. Mm-hmm. Pretty cute.
And so we cut back to Bart now, and he's spying on her, right? He's using Milhouse's glasses as binoculars because they're so big and thin.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so he plots, you know, his plan to ruin all this. For
his master plan.
Yes. So he walks off and forgets to give Milhouse his glasses. And what happens to Milhouse?
He thinks he's petting, Santa's little helper?
Yeah.
But he's petting, is that a skunk?
Yeah, I think it was a skunk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And he's calling out that he can't see because Bart didn't give him his glasses. So, thrill house in this episode.
Yes.
And so we cut to Lisa,
which
is flying through the air, up and down. And we find out that she's actually getting bounced up and down on a blanket, right? They're all holding it and launching her up into the air.
Yep. They're at the beach, right?
And she's talking to herself. She's like, I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, but I'm popular.
Bart has other plans for her popularity. So he comes out and she shows Lisa's new friends the truth about Lisa by showing them her yearbook. Mm-hmm. Right. She's a teacher's pet. She's this, she's that. All Lisa can do is run away crying.
Yep. And so Lisa runs off. She's crying, right? And the next morning, she's there eating breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bart, very pleased with himself, walks in. Sits down and kind of says, like, All right, good morning. I know, it was probably a little mean.
Yeah.
You know, what I did. But you gotta know that, like, he starts talking to her, and Marge leaves the kitchen.
And when she leaves the kitchen, Lisa grabs him by the collar.
Grabs him by the collar, pulls him forward, he's like, I know that I am the sister. And she calls him something like of a conniving little stink, like she's pissed. Right? She's just gritting her teeth. And she keep going, and then Marge walks back in. She lets Bart go, right? And Bart's freaking scared.
Yes, because Lisa has never done anything like that before.
Yep.
So next thing we know, they go to a fair, and Bart and Lisa keep fighting at the fair. Right? They're trying to compete against each other. You know, they're trying to fill the water balloon faster with the water gun. Mm-hmm. Lisa just turns around. And she fires it at Bart's face.
Well, she beat him at his own game because we see Bart, like, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns and he's going to shoot Lisa, and she's already right there waiting for him.
Mm-hmm. And they just keep going back and forth with a bunch of different other things that they're trying to do here at the fair.
Yeah. They're spitting at each other on rides, but it's hitting Milhouse, which is hilarious.
Yes. Oh, my God. Milhouse has got...
just their...
Somebody else.
I felt bad for the kid on that one, man.
Yeah. It's the desperation.
Yep.
The cries of desperation.
He's getting spit on. Ugh.
Yep.
Then we cut to the bumper cars.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And Bart gets the upper hand, and he knocks Lisa's car, because Lisa's car wasn't working, completely out of the arena.
She runs off crying.
Mm-hmm.
And Bart is starting to feel bad.
Yep. He says he couldn't help but feel partially responsible.
Partially. Yeah.
Not completely.
No.
So next thing we know, we're at the beach house, right?
Mm-hmm. Come back to the beach house.
And Lisa is walking back there, and she hears
voices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're saying things like, hurry up, we gotta finish before Lisa gets home. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she turns on the light.
And she starts yelling at him, there's no need to pull this mean ass prank on me and stuff like that. But
she tells him, just get it over with.
Right? Uh-huh. But the kids were actually trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. They were decorating Homer's car
with seashells. They wrote out in seashells Lisa Rules on the side of the car.
Uh-huh.
There's starfish on there.
It was a lot. And Ben's like, you taught us about cool things like nature and why we shouldn't drink seawater. Oh, my God.
And so Lisa is very touched by this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting to tell them that this is the most thoughtful thing that anyone has ever.
And this is when Homer walks out and she says, sweet, merciful crap, my car. Oh, my God. Homer was in for a surprise there.
I think even the kid said, you shouldn't drive it at night, though, because there's starfish on the headlights.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So as they're leaving
Little Pogmata Square Mets Sport.
The car is surrounded by seagulls.
They're all just following her.
Yeah, because they're trying to eat the little remnants of whatever it is on the seashells and stuff.
And Bart, trying to make up for his shenanigans, tries to do something nice for Lisa. He has her yearbook and he gives it to her. And she finds that it is full of signatures from her new friends at the beach that Bart collected for her.
Yes, from Little Paws, Mattis,
whatever it's called. Yes. Yeah. So Bart trying to be a good big brother as well.
Mm-hmm. And as they're driving away, Homer throws a Buzz Cola can out of the car on the beach. And we see a hermit crab leaving his shell and using the Buzz Cola can as his new home.
Mm-hmm.
As the credits start playing and we hear the Beach Boys singing All Summer Long.
Yes, we do. So, yeah.
And we end the seventh season this way.
The epic seventh season.
Yes. Now, this wasn't an epic episode.
No.
It was a cute little episode. It was a good way to end the season, I think.
Yeah, it's a good way to end.
Summer's ending. We're about to start the next season. Mm-hmm. for us too, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We'll get over it.
Yeah, we'll get over it.
Yeah. There's only so much you can do at home.
True.
You know what I started doing? The last day and a half, I watched like three seasons of The Great Food Truck Race.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yes. I'm wondering how many seasons I'm going to get through before summer's out.
Yeah. I won't tell you what we've been binge watching because I don't want you to embarrass me on the podcast. I'll tell you when we stop recording.
All right. I guess I'll have to wait, guys. So on a scale of 1 to 5 donuts, what would you give this episode?
Solid episode. Not as epic. I mean, obviously, think of the last episode, Home Improvement, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a solid episode. I would give it. It's got some good lines in it, man.
Yes.
That's the thing. The jokes are nice.
Those jokes deliver.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Lisa Simpson that, people reference all the time. There's always that picture of her in her little hippie outfit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'd give it a 4. I'll give it a 4. A solid 4. I mean, those jokes with Marge pulling out the groceries and stuff, just hilarious.
You read my mind.
Yeah, it's 4.
You read my mind. It's not quite a 4.5 or a 5, but it is a solid 4. It's a nice little feel-good growing up story for Lisa. The jokes that were snuck in there were oh so good.
So you're good, man.
Millhouse
is hilarious in this episode.
Yes. Oh my god. He goes on vacation just to get spat on and stuff.
Leave school early in the morning.
Up yours, Krabobble. Oh my god. But yeah, it is a solid 4 episode. I would agree with that. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
We never see these kids again, right?
No.
Like these kids.
If it's not been recent, I don't think so. No, I don't. Going back through my, no, I don't think we'll ever see little Spaw set port again.
Fair enough. But yeah. Yeah.
And places like that actually exist.
Oh, yeah.
With that weird ass name. Mm-hmm. But not around here. It's
all
on the East Coast, yes. Mm-hmm. So they're. It might be a real place for all I know.
Who knows? I think what they're doing is they're combining the names of all those places up there.
Yeah. Who's that movie with Dan Aykroyd? Oh my god. It was set in one of those places. Damn. Now it's going to be bothering me the rest of the night.
We'll find out, kids.
We'll find out eventually and we'll let you know. Who's the one where he was stalking his psychiatrist?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. I know what you're talking about. I haven't thought about that in a long time. I don't even remember the name of that movie.
Yeah, I can't either, but I do remember.
I do remember him stalking his psychiatrist.
Lake Spotswater or something around.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. But man, that's old, man.
Yeah, I'm digging way back in my memory banks for that one. Anything else you'd like to mention before we sign off for the week?
No, just stay hydrated and stay cool, everybody. Enjoy the last couple weeks.
Yes, and start getting your
sleep
schedule right again, kids. We know you guys stay up all night and sleep all day.
It's all fine and good in the summer.
Yes, but time to come back to the land of the living.
Mm-hmm.
No more graveyard shift for you guys.
No. I have zero mercy the first week of school.
Yep. You know it's going to happen, kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't forget to give our official show Instagram a follow. That's official_homers_donuts without the apostrophe. And follow us on there. We post original memes from time to time. If you can think of any way we can improve the show, go ahead.
Let us know.
Yeah, send us a little DM on there And we will see if we can actually do that. And if we can, we'll try it. And we'll give you credit for that.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. And the Simpsons guy is going to be posting some more memes soon.
Yes. Yes, I will be. I have a few on the burner. I need to tweak. I need to tweak them a little bit. There's something off about them. I'm not happy with them. And until next week, au revoir, sucker.